listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
In the morning, everybody. Welcome. This is No Agenda Producers Update for July 17th, 2011. And gosh, do we have updates for you today. With me across the pond is Gitmo Slave, acting as a communication hub. On the other hand, we have Yellow Jacket, acting as executive producer. Actually, are you executive or are you production producer? Okay, that was silence for you. Never mind. Okay, we're sweeping back in. And in today's broadcast, what we have? Well, we have guests coming in. We have Mickey. We have Mickey right in the morning.
In the morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
In the morning, Miss Mickey.
I can't hear you very well. We have the air co on because the RV is so warm. Adam just is wrapping up with John. But I'm here.
All right. Well, it's a cool back channel to the post No Agenda meeting that they'd never have.
I know. That's the only way for them to do it, right?
No, absolutely.
Oh, so we are having a great time.
No, I bet.
We are being spoiled. It's really amazing. You heard the good news. We fit into the bed. That was the most important thing.
Actually, the thing is, it's not a good thing if you fit into the bed. That means there's too much space.
No, it's not that much space. Trust me. You turn around and I'm full of bruises everywhere. Being 6'1 in an RV is kind of like sets you up for bruises all over.
No, absolutely. Okay, so being this is update for the producers and we do go off on the technical side, please do tell us what setup do you have there. Just to start off, I saw you frying pancakes in a wok.
It wasn't a wok, but it's a kind of a funny pan, you're right. But they tasted good. I couldn't get my 10-grain pancake mix that I normally get at Whole Foods, but we got something else. But I think it worked out. The show was good enough, right?
Oh, show was great.
Good. So we also got some great vegetables from the people here. No, I'm fine. We got some great vegetables from their garden that we're going to make a salad out of tonight. And tomorrow we're actually leaving Virginia. And we're going to take a beautiful route, the 81, south, and then we'll be arriving in North Carolina on Tuesday afternoon, I think.
Nice. So you're actually going to be traveling? You're going to stop anywhere overnight, or you're just going to howl it through the night?
Well, we want to try and get to one of those beautiful camp places on Monday night and just be alone. And there are the stars and, you know, nature, something really romantic. And then driving to North Carolina Tuesday morning, and we're going to Asheville. And then we hope to have another No Agenda meetup in Asheville on Tuesday evening, maybe for a lovely dinner. I got some emails with suggestions what we could do. I'm still figuring out where to go, where we can park, and where we have a shower that we fit in, because that seems to be really important.
I was actually going to say, in the RV, the showers, they're not usually big.
No, and I can stand in it, but then I can't do anything else. So if anyone has a nice shower at the house, we'd love to use it just to wash our hair and get freshened up, and the rest we can do here.
All right. Well, No Agenda listeners, here you go, a call out. If you have a shower, Mickey would like to use it.
I'll be there.
Exactly. Just make sure they don't any put cameras in there. I know the guys.
I know. I'll check it before I get in.
Right, so the RV itself. What is the setup there? We heard you have a 3G router, wireless.
Yes.
Where do you put his quad screens and producing and production servers? Where does that all fit?
He has everything on the dinner table in the RV, which is right behind the driver's seat. And above the driver's seat is a place where we can actually stock it when we're driving and when there's no show. He has a microphone that's attached to the table, which can go either way. and I have no clue how he's doing this. I don't know. He's a nerd of this household. You should ask him about all the technical stuff.
Well, we can't have him on the show.
Why not? He won't come?
No. It's because he's not the producer of No Agenda.
Ah, I see. That's a problem. Well, why don't I ask him and I can give you all the details next show?
Oh, you can. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, Adam's more than welcome to come on the show, don't get me wrong, but I'm following his own formula, his direction.
All right, I'll tell him, but I'll figure it out. But for me, all those wires are very cute.
Right.
They're very cute.
By cute, do you mean get the wires away from me?
No. I'm cool. I was married to my first husband who collected brushes of paint. And Adam collects wires, and we all have our things.
Yeah,
I collect scripts. I print out a lot of stuff.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we do a little trick there on Adam? If you can move your microphone a little bit closer, I'm sure we can get a sneak peek into the secret meeting.
I don't think so. I think he'll kick me out of the RV when I do that.
Oh, no way. Only joking. No, we cannot reveal anything apart from already been done. Now, Mickey, we've been working on few things here on the back channel, and one of them, it's been really polished now and works absolutely fantastic. It's the No Agenda DNS, and I don't know if you heard about it. And we have two servers, the primary and secondary. And I've been on it nonstop for past 2.5 weeks. And it's actually working really cool. So if you're in some places where it actually doesn't get anywhere, no internet, you might try that.
We will. Thank you.
And the other thing is...
I think it's...
Yeah?
Yeah?
No, you go.
I think it's gonna be charming that there'll be days when we do have access to the Wi-Fi, and there'll be days when we're without it, and that actually makes the trip kind of cool.
Oh, absolutely.
But we're definitely going to try and drive fast to make sure we're in a certain place 2 days before the show so we can actually prepare, because this first show from the RV, the travel to Virginia, and then meeting all the producers out here, having this amazing lunch with Crab, and it takes a lot of time and energy. So he was like, I really want to focus now and prepare for the show.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there is a bet there will be a lot of situation where not distractions, but new things. And everybody would like to spend at least 5 minutes with you guys. And at the end of the day, still need to make show.
Yeah, he does. But now we are in the system, we kind of know what we can. Well, we really don't know what we're going to expect, which is the best about this trip. But I'm going to try and plan just a little bit ahead. So before we get to any state, I'll send out a mass email to all the people from that state that I received an invitation from. And then you guys can figure out yourself what would be the best place to meet up, and also which house would be accommodating us the best way, because we have no clue. Some people send pictures and very detailed information, which is great, because then at least we know. But without that, for us, it's kind of like, okay, I don't know.
All right. Well, the second question, actually, there's a few people have been asking myself and others in the chat through the week, and where can they follow your progress on the tour? Are you having any blog or diary of your travels, or is it all in different places?
It's in different places, but Adam has the Hot Pockets Tour 2008.com.
Right.
And then yesterday I started a Facebook page, which is Hot Pockets Tour 2008, one word, because it's nice to put everyone's picture up there that came to the No Agenda meeting, and they can tag it or they can add photos, and that is like a community site. And then there's the MickeySees.com, but I'll only post like pictures that I think are really worthy, or pictures that are worthy of the book. So that will take me a little bit of work before I can post those. And then, of course, we're all on the Twitter.
Of course, everybody's on the Twitter.
And I'd like the Facebook page to become the community one, where everybody kind of, gets together and maybe also write suggestions for us and post any photos or video that they took of a meetup, and, you know, that'll be nice.
Okay, now, the reason I ask this is two producers, independently, without knowing each other, they offered to make a site or create one of the already available platforms to give you a travel diary blog system where it puts you on the map, you put yourself, like by way of checking in or saying where you're located now. You have the ability to write up the journey, put pictures, videos in, and at the end of the day, anybody that would wish to buy a photo album or the whole travel book with the write-ups and everything, they could just click one button and they can buy it from that site.
Oh, that's really nice. So that might work.
Because I know there's a lot of people would like to get a can't pronounce that word, memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Yeah. That's the one. Somebody turned those rays off me. And I think it's one way to get you some gas money, guys.
That would be great. Yeah, well, there are a couple of offers about how to make the best photo book that is, one, really beautiful, high quality, but two, also affordable for everyone. And that would be a great way to make some profit for the show. So I can only do that when the trip is over, when it's done. So I have all the material and I can really go through it and make them look as good as possible, Photoshop here and there if necessary. But this is also a great option. So why don't you send me an email with a little bit more of information about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk to Adam and see what he thinks.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
cool. Nobody can expect anything to do prior to the tour. Unless you're Obama,
of course.
Well,
during the tour, it's real. Ah, exactly. Well, we're in 2008, you know, it's pretty prior to anything.
Love it.
I was very relieved, by the way, when we arrived and I saw the RV that no one actually came here and put our faces on the RV.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I was kind of happy.
Now, can you just imagine going incognito?
Yeah, I like that. I like to be a little secretive about what we're doing here. It's already looking really weird, you know. Can you imagine us arriving at an RV parking place and then we get out and we have the green screen and the lights for Adam's big app show or the big
He's still
show,
doing the app show on the go?
Yeah, we have to keep on working. It's not like a vacation.
I honestly thought he would record about 10,000 shows in one day, the machine he is, and then just release one a day.
No, I think it's actually really cute that he's doing it here. I think he's going to hang the green screen right behind the driver's seat, and then I'll probably be camera woman from the bed.
Wow. I mean, no, that is dedication. That is dedication.
Well, we love each other enough to be in this confided space. Is that how you call it? I don't know the English word for it.
Confined.
Cramped up.
Yeah, but it's cute. It's like a little pre-honeymoon, right?
Well, yeah. The thing is, in British English, it's not my language, but anyway, I would say people use the expression cozy.
Cozy? Oh, it's very cozy, darling. Would you like some tea?
Yes. No, and this is this fantastic. I mean, Adam's still doing not only that, but he's doing the big app show. That's great. Now, when it comes to production of other material, shall we expect anything else? About 5-10 minute segments on this diary of the journey or anything like that? Or will it be just at the end of the tour and through the show?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, would
he's going to give you updates?
Well, like say, come on a air or actually drop the updates onto No Agenda News Network. And so it goes on the stream.
Absolutely. I will make sure that at least once a week, Adam will come up and give like a nice update on what he's doing and also the problems he's running into from the technical side. So all of you can enjoy that part.
Oh, yes.
And where are you located? Which state are you?
I'm in the UK.
So are you flying out here to come see us?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be making it.
You travel a lot, right?
I do, yes. And my schedule is written about 3 years in advance.
Okay.
My slave masters don't like me to have a long leash.
Aww.
So, But no, we'll, we shall have you on the European tour next year, 2005.
Perfect. Well, I just got a really nice offer for a movie. Someone sent me a script, so and I realized that this whole trip is actually really cool, because if I ever start, you know, filming in America or wherever, then Adam is going to be the RV master, and he can actually join me on set wherever I go and continue the show and all the other stuff.
Oh, great. By the way, can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I heard you casted for Nikita.
No.
Oh, well.
No, that'd be great. Nikita,
well, if you did, you should have been in there. I mean, the new actress there, nah, doesn't cut it.
Yeah. It used to be this really tall, white, blonde hair. Remember that one?
Yeah, the original
Nikita?
One.
She was, like,
yes.
Gorgeous. Yeah. She looked like Dr. Zhivago, the actress.
Yeah, the new one, she looks like a stick.
Yeah, it's weird. But that's L.A. All these girls are skinny bitches.
Comes straight from the Hollywood actress herself.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fun. Because did you hear that they had me eat biscuits with gravy yesterday for breakfast?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real Southern breakfast.
Uh-huh. I'm tasting all the Southern food, and I want to taste it all, but it's like one or two bites, and then I'm like, okay.
The only thing I'd take for breakfast would be nice, strong black coffee. That's it.
Yeah, well, you have to eat for breakfast. You know that. You really have to. It's important for your body.
95 octanes, that's all I take.
I tried to order, and someone said, you have to taste this, and I said, do you have any fruit? She looked at me like, fruit? What? That's not a sausage. I did have fruit for breakfast, which was amazing to me. But that's why this, you know, this trip is so good on all levels. I mean, who else gets to go to all these different states and meet all the local people? Such a warm welcome. I mean, yesterday, you should have been there. I mean, you saw some of the photos, I hope.
Yes, I've been following on my phones and stalking you on my iPad.
Good.
I admit it. I admit it.
No, it's okay. It's legal to stalk us. It's okay.
It is a stalk book, so.
Exactly. So, next is North Carolina.
North Carolina. Do you know what? I'm really jealous of you guys, but not in a bad way.
Not in a good way.
I mean, yeah, I wish I could just drop everything and get myself, even in the, you know, SUV and just hit it. Just hit the road.
The good thing about the internet, live the show through us. You can kind of be there in a way, right?
Well, that's why I'm hoping you guys, you know, be more pictures and updates and stuff like that so we can all live it with you.
I will do my best. Did you see how beautiful the Baroness is?
I'm going for everything now, and yes. But I'm more interested to see how the hell are you all going to survive this?
How we're going to survive this?
Yeah. With the foods and everything. I mean, you just mentioned it. And
As soon as you said biscuits and gravy, like Rhino logged back in from his jet ski. Plateau's in there. Everybody, even Silver's like, you just had those now?
No, that's what I mean. I've been to some places, remote locations in the U.S. and with this stuff of food, especially coming from up nose, stuffed up and idiotic cuisine we have in UK, to come to extrovert and so experimental, I would say. Sometimes you just turn around and says, will I leave?
It's you know the expression when you have biscuits and gravy? It sticks to your ribs.
I bet.
And I was like, what does that mean?
It means be careful or you're going to have to do a lot of jogging.
I know. Well, I go to the gym like 4 times a week. I'm going to have a little problem during this trip, but hey.
All right. Okay, Mickey. Here we go back to the tour. I've created you a short link to the Facebook page. It's itm.im/tour08.
All right.
So it's because I went to the Facebook and it's pages/hotpockets2008/202679.
So, okay, so you changed that?
Well, it's just a forwarder a little link, and it goes to itm.im/tour08.
I'll email it to you, Mickey.
Thank you so much.
It's
all that help is great.
Easier following. So I'll forward you some emails with the proposition of people for the travel book and the logbook and the diaries and everything that you can do. And
wonderful.
We want more technical stuff in the behind the scenes of the tour, if you can. We want to live it.
A full update.
But not too much.
I'll get it for you. Probably, because are you doing this only on Sundays after the show, or are you also there on Thursdays after the show?
We usually do it on Sundays, but because nothing happens for the week. But I feel we should have a tour update at least twice a week.
I think it will be great every time, like after the show, and it can even be done before. I mean, when he's prepping or whatever.
Well, if you can spare a few minutes for us, I'm sure we can spare an hour for you.
I can absolutely spare a couple of minutes for you guys.
That's great.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Anything else you want to know?
Well, we wanted to know, can we help you in any other way?
Well, mostly that the people, the No Agenda listeners of every state should kind of like, you know, try and, when I send out an email, they should kind of like figure it out. Like, we were so lucky with the Baroness here in Virginia, because she sent out an email to all the other people who are local. She invited them to a certain restaurant where everybody could come and meet Adam. And that really helps us. So I'm sure that every state or every section has one person who's good at it and who knows how to like produce a little bit and get people together. Because that makes the whole vibe of arriving somewhere, it's really great and simple and easy. Because otherwise you have like 50 emails and everybody's wondering what's going on and where. So I will try and put it all together every time. But then if locally someone can kind of pick it up for us, that'd be great. We don't have a car. So when we arrive somewhere, like Baroness, her BF, her love, he drove us around to like a supermarket and helped us out here and there with stuff like that. And it was that was great.
Okay, so I'm calling out for two bulletproof jackets, flak hat, and some technical gear.
Perfect. And a gym.
Well, wearing all that, you won't need a gym.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you were that person that Miss Mickey just described, when she emails you for your state, please let her know that you're interested in doing that. And you know, that will help them out tremendously, because the logistics of such a trip is tremendous. And any help we can do, let's do it for them, okay?
Thank you.
We'll be coordinating. Now, Mickey, a personal question for you. And what are your biggest fears of this tour? Do you have any?
Funny you ask that. Adam talked on the show about this documentary that we were watching. Now I forgot the name of it. About these people on the internet.
The photographer guy?
Yes. That freaked me out a little bit. Because you don't know, right? This is the whole thing about that you haven't met before. You just never know. But I'm not afraid of that. I think probably a wasp bite would not be good for me. Because, that's the end of it. There's lots of mosquitoes everywhere that I don't know. And I'm allergic to wasps. So that's my personal fear always. A tall girl like me who actually be killed by a wasp. I don't really have a lot of fears.
Did you bring your EpiPen?
Yeah, I got it. And it's Adam's dream to one day grab it and put it in my upper leg real hard. Yeah.
He wants to recreate the Pulp Fiction scene.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't. So I think that's the only real fear I have. The RV breaking down wouldn't be fun, or the airco. If the airco doesn't work, that's going to be our death. But we'll be fine.
Hey, I have a suggestion. I know you can't run the air when the show's on, and I know he has a small fan, which probably just pushes hot air in his face, but if somebody got some dry ice and put it in a bin and put the fan on low in front of the dry ice, that's going to blow freezing cold air.
Oh, that's smart.
And it's not very expensive. Most grocers carry dry ice nowadays.
And you just put it in front of the fan?
Or behind it, which sort of depends on your situation. I don't know where the fan is in relationship to the picture of his rig,
It's on the floor, actually. It's next to his chair.
Yeah, then
now
maybe
it's up. Yeah.
Yeah. If there was just a little bin. Now, dry ice will destroy the surface of plastic, so it won't eat through it, but it's not like you can't store food in it later. So that'll be your dry ice bin forever.
Okay.
But it's you know, no agenda listeners, if the tours come into your town, make sure they know where, you know, bring some dry ice for them for the show so Adam isn't dying and they're not all dying in the RV.
Thanks. That's a good
But pair. One thing, Gitmo, don't forget, you need to have an open vent at the top because you don't want to get suffocated with the carbon monoxide, I believe it releases.
Yes. Yeah, there is a roof vent, probably a little crank roof vent. Yeah, just leave that open.
We have two of those, one in the bathroom and one up front. Three, actually. Yeah,
so that, as long as there's plenty of cross ventilation, because, yeah, it does let out the CO2, but... You know, if Adam starts turning blue, then open a window. And
I'll watch out for that.
But yeah, it's the poor man's way to cool off. We use it down here in the South sometimes. Back in my band days, I would I play the drums and I'd be dying playing an outside gig, just completely dying. And somebody turned me on to that, and I mean it's fantastic.
Good. We're going to try it, definitely. I'll try and grab some before we go to this 81 route, because there's probably nothing out there.
If you keep it airtight, it generally will keep for quite a while. So, I mean, it won't stay forever, but air is what makes it dissipate. So,
okay, good.
That's actually one hell of advice, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's great, because that's the only real problem we have here.
Chat room says you can pick up dry ice at local dairy people.
Oh, good.
True.
Good.
When you get to maybe North Carolina, the southeastern part of the United States has a grocery chain called Publix. And every Publix I've ever seen has dry ice, usually in the front end of the store, in front of the registers, like where you've already checked out. They'll just have looks like a freezer sitting in the middle of the floor, and they just sell bags of it out of it.
Okay, good. I'll go look for that. And another thing is, I need an app that tells me all the dump stations, because sometimes we'll park in an RV place, but then other times we'll go visit the producers, and of course they have electricity but no dump station. So I need to find an app that tells us exactly where we can do that.
Is there a KOA app, maybe? Campgrounds of America?
I'm sure there is. KOA, you said?
Yeah. Not only is it generally a safe campground if you just need something like that, but they also have dump services where you don't have to be a customer. You can just pay whatever they charge for a dumping and then be on your way.
Okay.
Looks like there's a few on the Android market here.
I have the iPhone. KOA? Just as KOA or
yeah,
AA?
It's usually capital K, capital O, capital A, and it's Campgrounds of America. They're a member of the Good Sam Club.
Right. I'll find it later. I'm sure it's there.
And if not, they definitely, as Klaatu just said in the chat room, their website's out there. You can use the Google.
Right.
Not all of them have the same facilities, but my family used to have an RV business, so we've been around, and we've never found a KOA where you couldn't dump and fill up with clean water, like, what do you call, reverse osmosis or things like that are available. You can fill up with fresh water.
Yeah. I'll have to consult the Book of Knowledge.
Consult the Book of Knowledge!
Excellent.
All right, guys, I think they ordered some pizza for me, so I'm going to have a little bite. And I'm going to look at your links, and shall we just say that we're talking again on Thursday after the show?
Let's make it a date, yep. Thursday, straight after Live No Agenda, Mickey shall be back to tell us exactly what transpired in the last 4 days.
Okay. Bye, guys.
All right, thanks, Mickey.
In the morning. Thank you.
In the morning. Bye.
This has been a No Agenda Engine presentation.